نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. One occasion, Hazrat Mu'ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah Ali gave some nasihat and discourses regarding the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in there he mentioned to eat calabash, dodi, is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So his wife started cooking calabash and dodi for 1, 2, 3 couple days. So he asked, is there no other food besides dodi? So the wife, sometimes he also can make her iftar. She said that, didn't you say it in sunnah to eat dodi? Then Ma'ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah Ali thought about this properly, and he said that we are speaking about the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but how much sunnah is in our lives? And then he mentioned that he started observing in his life for 3 days how much of sunnah is in his life. And after that, alhamdulillah, he said after 3 days, whatever whatever he needed to be done, remedied, rectified, then he brought the sunnah back into his life. So Allah grant us the true love of each and every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our Shaykh Al-Mu'adh Hamitha mentioned last night that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, because of them holding steadfast onto the sunnah, Allah made them the leaders of the entire world. And people used to fight for them because they had the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in their lives. One occasion there was a certain person from Pakistan during Shah Faisal's time in Saudi. He was putting up the telephone line. So he took one Jamaat to Japan. So the Jamaat went there, and it so happened there was no masjid as such. So they found a Buddhist temple. So they went to the padri or the person in charge of that Buddhist temple and asked permission if they can stay maybe for a few days, etc. So after 3 days, now the Jamaat wanted to return, and it so happened that this person and in his entire family accepted Islam. So then he told the person, now I'm sure you want to ask the reason for me. So he said, he asked that who is the most powerful person that you got in your Jamaat, spiritually, physically, mentally. And he made him stand against the wall. And this person done some action and he caused him to fall down. This was his exercise as such, what you call riyadat, mujahada. And then he said that this is my speciality that I've got. But he said that those 3 days that you'll spend over here in this monastery or in this Buddhist temple, that each and every sunnah that you'll practice upon, there was more noor in that. And because I saw this noor in every sunnah of this, that is why I accepted Islam. So Mala Ilyas rahmatullah Ali used to say that even if the people of the West, they don't accept Islam, but if they have to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam meticulously, then what they find, they were looking for and searching for that peace, that sukoon, they will find it. So there is a lot of barakah in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Normally in the month of Rabiul Awwal, we speak about the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and among the rights of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to have genuine love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the proof of it is to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That ita'at of Allah and ita'at of Rasul. Many, many places Allah mentioned, ati'ullah wa ati'ur Rasul. Qul ati'ullah wa ati'ur Rasul. And in one verse Allah mentioned, man yuti'ur Rasul faqad ata'ullah. Whoever has obeyed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, indeed he has obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, as Shaykh Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah used to say, that the sunnah tariqah, whatever we did according to the sunnah, then is sabse ajmal tariqah, the most beautiful way. Sabse ashal tariqah, the most easiest way. Sabse akmal tariqah, the most perfect way. Mala Yusuf Binori rahmatullah used to say, sabse akrab tariqah, the quickest way to reach Allah is by the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, what is the difference between us and the kuffar? We are human beings, they are also human beings. So the difference is that whatever they do it out of formality, out of habit, out of custom. But if we do it according to the sunnah, then this will be recorded as ibadat in our favor. For example, they eat, we also eat. They drink, we also drink water. They sleep, they have rest, we also have rest, we also sleep. They go to relieve themselves, we also relieve ourselves. To such an extent, even when a person fulfills the sunnah while going to relieve himself, and for example, he enters with the left foot, before that he reads Bismillah, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khabais, and he uses water, and he uses his left hand to wash. He comes out with the right leg and he reads the Masnoon Dua. That time that was spent to relieve himself out of Najasat, that place was full of Najasat, full of Jinnat. But because he fulfilled the rites of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, according to what he had done was according to the Sunnah, that entire time will be regarded as Ibadat. You're getting sawab for it, inshallah. So whatever we do, our eating, our drinking, our lying down, our sleeping, etc., this is all this according to the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi used to say, Asasul khair muttabi'u an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi fi'lihi wa qawlihi. That the foundation of all goodness is following the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his speech and his actions. It is also mentioned Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi, he said, "Inna miftah sa'adati," that the key towards success and good things in life is iqtida' bi Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi jami'i masadirihi, that a person follows Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every matter of his life. The ulama explained, one is Sunan al-Huda, Sunan al-Zawail, Sunan al-Huda, for example, the sunnah mu'akkada salah, for example, before fajr, before zuhar, after maghrib, after isha, the tarawih salah, the 20 rakat, all is the sunnah huda. And Hazrat Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu mentioned that لو تركتم سنة نبيكم لضللتم, that he said that if you forego and forsake the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you leave it out, then it is very very likely you will go astray. Imam Malik rahmatullahi used to see that the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is like the ark of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam. Those who boarded the ark were saved, were granted salvation. And those who did not board the ark, they drowned. So in a similar vein, those who follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will find najat, they will find success, they will find peace of mind, etc. But those who forego the sunnah, and one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned six people that Allah curses them and I curses them. And one of them, in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Tariq sunnah, that person who forsakes and leaves out. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Man raghiban sunnah, whoever turns away from a sunnah is not regarded amongst me. One occasion, a certain person came to a sheikh and he complained and he said, that which is more important. So the sheikh told, is faraz more important or sunnah more important? So the sheikh told him, it's faraz. Faraz is something which is compulsory. Then he asked the question, how is it in wudu that there are four faraiz in wudu? But before the faraiz, we first wash our hands. We rinse our mouth and our nostrils. And then only that we wash our face, the faraz of wudu start. So the sheikh explained very, very beautifully. He said that normally water to have three qualities, the color, taste and the smell. So when the person puts the water in his hand, he will able to see that the color of the water is okay, so the first tick. Then he will put the next one into his mouth, the taste of it, the next tick. And then he'll put it near his nose to clean his nose, then he'll smell, then the next tick, then the faraiz will start. So actually the sunnah is there to protect our faraiz. Hazrat Shah Abdul Aziz rahmatullah used to say, Man tahawana bi sunnati uqiba bi hirmanil faraiz. That person who neglects or the person who considers insignificant the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then such a person, he will be deprived of acting upon the faraiz. So Allah grant us the tawfiq of having the love of every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The ulama explain, one is to increase our knowledge of the sunnah. And this, alhamdulillah, kitabs are found about sunnah, piyare nabi ke, piyare sunnah ke. Ulama explain that together with ta'aleem of fazail, we should read some sunnah kitab, read one sunnah today, and then tomorrow repeat the yesterday sunnah, and then read a new sunnah. And inshallah, in this way, environment of sunnah will be created in our family, in our homes, in our business places, inshallah. So Allah, so the one is to increase our knowledge, and one is to have the love of every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Perhaps because of weakness, we sometimes don't act upon the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we have that regret, that sorrow. But we should have love for each and every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the third aspect is to try as far as possible to make amal on every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the fourth aspect is to make tabligh of the sunnah. And we will find, alhamdulillah, many person goes out in the path of Allah in jamaat, and muzakara is made of the sunnah of eating, of drinking, of sleeping, etc. So that is not only restricted for the 3 days or 40 days or 4 months, but actually the sunnah should come into one's life till death, inshallah. And in this way, a person who lives paabend the sunnah, whoever leads his life according to the sharia and his life according to the sunnah, then Allah will grant him izzat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him honor, and he will find his life, everything will go smoothly. But no sooner we forsake the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we are asking for problems, then difficulties will come, hardships will come. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned one part of the hadith, man ahabba sunnati, the person who loves my sunnah, then man ahabba sunnati faqad ahabbani, then he loves me, wa man ahabbani kana ma'i fil jannah, then he will be with me in jannah. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, man tamassaka, the one who holds steadfast unto my sunnah, in a time of corruption, in a time of dissension, in a time of evil and fasad, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that he will get the reward of 100 martyrs. This actually, the reward is only the fraction of the reward. The full reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him, inshallah. Like our Shaykh Muadh al-Hamid explains, a person loses something very valuable. For example, a diamond. And the diamond is worth 100,000 rand. Now someone finds the diamond and returns it to the owner. How happy the owner will get. But now that owner, sometimes he will reward that person. Now the owner will not give him the diamond. Will not give him 100,000 rand. But he will give him a fraction of it. Maybe 1,000 or 10,000 rand as a token of appreciation. So actually, this holding on to the sunnah in these times, to hold on to the sunnah, to be steadfast in the sunnah, that the 100 martyrs is only the fraction of it. So you imagine the full reward. So Allah grant us the tawfiq and grant us the love of every sunnah and increase our knowledge of the sunnah. As I mentioned, the ta'aleem of the sunnah, inshallah, to read from the kitabs and to practice upon it, to create the environment. And in this way, inshallah, sunnah will come alive. So this is the month of Rabiul Awal, and one of the rights of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to have that genuine and sincere love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the proof of it is to bring sunnah alive in our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq, inshallah.